The Quran by Mike Nice. In the middle of that town stood a decrepit building, massive, centuries old. The Quran lived there. I went to visit him out of curiosity, or was it pity? Some told me he was not there anymore. Some told me he was there, but I would never find him. Some said he is evil. And others said he comes out on weekends and works magic. What kind of magic, I asked. We don't understand it, they said. I approached the building. I looked up and down the street. People were everywhere outside, walking with urgency. None took notice of the building. Once I crossed the threshold, they stopped taking notice of me, too. It was dark inside. It smelled like ripened smoke. Shadows, lights, silhouettes, statues, and paintings distracted my eyes and filled my head with notions. I thought I should stop and pay attention. Maybe then I would understand. I dismissed that idea. No one could ever understand all of that. Small, ugly creatures with horns on their heads moved in the shadows. Some walked about aimlessly, bowing and chanting. Some were damaging the interior, ripping, stealing precious-looking items. Some made threatening gestures at me. After a careful search, I found a door, partially hidden in the back of an alcove. It had been built over many times in many styles. This door had received a lot of attention. It had to be his. I pushed through without knocking and found a man staring at books in the shelves. He was hunched over like an upside-down J. His hands were folded high behind his back. I felt a pain in my head. He turned to me in a deliberate way, not hurried. He looked at me without curiosity or question. I cleared my throat. Did you know you have creatures destroying your building here? I asked. His tone had a hypnotic confidence. No, nothing is there, he said. Nothing at all. Good day. My arms hung at my sides as I repeated his words. No, there is nothing there. Nothing at all. Then the pain in my skull became excruciating. I put my hands on top of my head and felt two horns bursting out of my skull. I felt moisture. I brought my hands down and saw red, my blood. I staggered back and nearly fell. Sorry, gotta go, I said. I ran out through the dark room filled with the creatures and back to the sidewalk. I started walking and tried to blend in with the crowd. I felt the top of my head. I still had trace amounts of blood, but the horns were receding with each step I took. I guess that if anyone else asked the Quran about the creatures, he would still say that nothing was there.